This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris tests out his powers again of how to tell if someone is a vegan or not just by their voice on our game Meat and Two Veg. Also, our private investigator James is back. He's a real-life spy. And we throw it back to your school days with some assembly anthems. Chris, impressive show guide that you've just put on Twitter there.
I know, I've actually put a bit of effort into this one today.
Like a whole menu of the show.
Well, it deserves a menu. I've got a feeling it's going to be a good one today.
I feel that too, but I'm just going to go with your guide, if that's okay. I could just read that out.
Go with it.
140, James, our show private investigator, is back. That's true. He's an actual spy for a living. Hides in bushes. Catches the cheaters. He's on at 140. Then it says, 2:10 p.m. I'll be trying to identify vegans on the phone. I'm the vegan whisperer. We're doing that again, are we?
Well, you seemed kind of keen earlier on. I was fine with what happened yesterday. I've got 100% record in tracking vegans. But you seem to want to test that.
I think yesterday could have been a fluke.
Mm.
So the idea on our game Meat and Two Veg is we get two vegans on, one non-vegan. They eat meat. And Chris, well, he claims that he can just, by the sound of someone's voice, can tell if they're a vegan or not.
I think everyone's got a special skill. And weirdly, I've been given this particular gift. It's almost entirely useless. But we've found a use for it on the show.
2:40, bangers. I'm doing terribly at that. I need to win today. And 3:10, school assembly hymns. We're revisiting some classics. Like, all of the team today have just been singing hymns.
There's
why?
Some great ones.
There are some bangers.
Put this on Twitter, and some people's suggestions are amazing.
So that's at 3:10, and 3:45 we'll have a Friday mix for you. That is a show.
Scott Mills.
Looking forward to the hymns later, actually.
Yeah, not necessarily just hymns though. It's like songs that you had in your school assembly, and it's kind of like it's a massive throwback. I'd say these are the throwback tunes, but they're like proper throwback.
Gary's been on saying, I'm obsessed with this hymn from school, which nobody has heard of. It's about a whale being bigger than a bus. Help. What? Someone will know. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Scott Mills.
Some of these hymns I've never heard of. A whale bigger than a bus is from God's Love is Bigger Than a Burger. That's from Emma.
I'm not sure that's...
God's Love is Bigger Than a Burger. That's not one. Katy Perry and Raw on BBC Radio 1. James, our private investigator, is going to be with us at 1:40 this afternoon. You love him. You know it's Friday when James is on with another spy story. So today, he's going to tell us about the time he became a wedding crasher. So, gets to go to a wedding. Obviously, doesn't know anyone there, has to completely blag it. To find out if someone at the wedding is having an affair. I love his stories, all true. James the PI with us in 10 minutes.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And welcome back, James the Private Investigator. Hi, James.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry I was away last week because it meant that we missed a week of your stories, but it makes you even thirstier for it, doesn't it?
I'm definitely thirsty.
And I am thirsty.
And I've noticed, James the PI, that, you know, you're becoming more and more popular. So I would like to stake claim on you in the sense that we do feel to a certain extent we own you now.
Is that right?
Is that fair?
Well, I've not signed anything.
Yeah.
You don't even know my real name. The PI isn't actually my surname.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Well, you wanted to sign something now?
We could draw up a quick contract before we proceed, maybe.
Before you know it, it'll be on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then that'll blow his cover. So what do you do?
True that. You kind of are Big Brother, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
In the sense that you're always watching.
The embodiment of Big Brother.
Now, last time we had you on, we were talking about you fitting a tracking device to someone's car. And after we did the story, James actually showed us on his phone what that looks like. And the technology is mad.
Yeah. Have you got night vision goggles?
Yeah, night vision is one of the most useful things we have.
Now, is it like the proper ones where they look like binoculars, but they're attached to your head?
No, not quite like movies like that. But I've got like a monocular one, so it's like a one piece. Like you're looking for telescope almost.
Because I looked into getting one of these for my girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
For Christmas, right? But the only ones I could find on Amazon, all the reviews underneath were like, my 8-year-old loves this. My 6-year-old thought these were great fun. Whereas I want the real deal.
Can I just stop you there? Why does your girlfriend's dad need night vision?
Because I've caught him outside, sort of roaming around the garden. And what he does is he puts a light, you know, one of those lights on his head, like off of mines.
Yes.
And he.
Yes.
and I've caught him with that light on.
So
light
going again.
What's he doing?
Scott, I think it's just what dads do. I think they just go out sort of in the night and, I don't know, go look at the wildlife or something. I don't know.
My dad's never done that.
Has he not?
No, you never found my dad in the garden. What time are we talking?
He was talking about badgers recently. Yeah. He thought they were badgers. So I think what he does is he thinks he can hear the badger or see the badger or something, and he goes out trying to find it.
It's not badgers.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It just sounds suspicious to me.
What's suspicious?
I don't know. Why is he out in the garden at what time? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, sort of late at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a shed down the bottom there, and I've always wondered what goes on there.
Right, what's happening in that shed?
You can hire me. I can have a look for you.
No, you're £1,000, you said. Well, maybe we do get you to investigate at some point.
Yeah.
But you've got all the equipment, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm happy to lend you something if you...
Definitely lend me the night vision goggles, if that's all right.
We'll make
it great fun.
I'll put you in touch with my people.
Okay, so what's the story we're going for today?
So today I'm talking about the time I had to go undercover at a wedding.
Oh yes, your wedding crasher.
Yes, if you remember, I mentioned it the other week.
We all ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
So I had to go undercover at this wedding, and the reason for that was I had to see if a guy was having an affair with a woman.
It's not one of the main ones though, like bride, groom, no?
Oh, no. The people that I'm spying on, the groom isn't having an affair. So it was someone who was attending that wedding was suspected on having an affair.
Okay.
His wife or girlfriend couldn't make it to the wedding, and she thought that he was going to be flirting with other people there or whatnot.
Mm.
So I blagged my way into the wedding, first of all.
How?
Well, we had to get some help, essentially, from the client who sort of got us on the guest list, but we had to pretend that we were someone's obscure cousin, essentially. So we're at the wedding. Everyone's a bit drunk at this point. The nans are up dancing, so you know it's a good time of the evening.
It's reached that point, hasn't
it? It's reached that point.
Okay.
And someone walks over to me, a girl walks over to me and starts a conversation. But she asks me how I know the groom. And I can't remember the guy's name at this time, but she asked me, how do you know so-and-so? And I said, oh, I'm his cousin on so-and-so's side. And I just made a name up. And she turned around and said, well, no, you're not, because I'm his cousin. And it was just this pure panicky moment where I kind of just froze while smiling at her. Oh. Like,
why would you say family? What an error from you.
Well, because there's so
why
many
would you
have
say
cousins,
family?
Don't they?
No, but what a stupid thing to say. Like, it's
panic.
No, because I know, but this is so rare that you make a mistake like this. Surely you would just keep it vague. It's like, oh, we used to work together. Something like that.
Yeah, something in me panicked and I just said, cousin. Oh.
Cousin.
Because that was the cover story that the client had told us to go with.
Oh,
so
right.
I had that in my mind and I just said, cousin.
So how are you going to get out of that one, James? We'll find out next.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
James, the private investigator, is with us and he's telling us about the time he had to crash a wedding to catch a cheater. Hi, James.
Hello.
So we're at the point where James has just told someone who's come up to him that he is the groom's cousin. The problem is, the person that's come up to me is also the groom's cousin. How did you get out of this one?
And I ended up basically turning around and saying I was someone else's cousin and I meant a different John, for example.
Oh, how confusing.
But she was a little bit drunk and I pretend to be a little bit as well and the music was loud, so I think I got away with it.
You should have done it like full on EastEnders and just committed to your lie. So gone, yes, and I'm here to tell you, I am your cousin. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm also your mum.
So you're claiming you're their cousin, which would make you my cousin, and you just turn around and go, yes. I am
and
your cousin.
The duff duff moment.
Yeah, well, that's the Christmas Day episode isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to just lean in for the kiss. You know that you do in movies, just shut someone up by kissing them.
But then you'd be getting off with your cousin.
Someone's cousin.
That would not solve the lie if you got off with the family member. That would confuse situation more.
Well, this is making my head fizz.
I didn't do that, but I could have done.
Okay, so you managed to get out of that little scrape. Yeah. Now what happens?
So we carry on, we're around the party, we're just mingling with people, we're helping ourselves to the buffet. But the funny thing is, I'm actually in some of these wedding photographs now as well. So, and at some point, I'm definitely in these photographs.
That's so good.
As a group photo, and also like a one-on, well, it's like me on my own. So the people who got married are going to these photos like,
who is that?
Is that guy, please? So apologies if that was your wedding I crashed.
Yeah, if you go through any of your wedding photos and you don't recognise someone, that could be James. So a wedding is happening all around you. You don't know anyone, actually. But you're there to spy on this guy who might be having an affair. Yeah. What's happening with him?
So we are following him. And at one point, he goes out for a cigarette. And he was, unfortunately, having an affair.
How do you know?
He copped off with one of the bridesmaids.
Did he?
Classic.
Was he having an affair or was this just a one-off?
Define affair. that was fed back to the client that he got copped off with this bridesmaid. Right. So,
but it wasn't.
Would you call that an affair?
No, but what I'm saying is your investigation.
It means he's loose,
unfaithful.
But at the end of the day, he's got his tongue down Andrea's neck outside, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
By the way, was this like a full on kiss?
They thought they were around the corner, like having a smoke, and no one could see them. But they were proper full on up against the wall.
Yes.
Hollyoaks kiss.
I know what you mean, Hollyoaks kiss. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that couldn't have been a mistake. No, it's not. They're definitely not a friend.
It wasn't an accident, Scott.
No, exactly. Okay, so you got a picture of that, you send it back to the client, and they're happy with that.
She was happy. So she said either, OK, that's fine, you can either leave now, or stay and enjoy the party.
Oh.
Yeah, quite nice of her.
I do think at times I could do your job, though.
Please, come
on. It's just taken on the phone. It's quite simple, isn't it, what you've done there?
No,
it's
like, that's I don't just think enough. You could.
Well, we'll find out. You guys need to come out with me one day.
Yeah, we do need to.
On a sneaky surveillance job.
Well, I don't think we can anymore. Well, because if we turned up at a random wedding, one, they'd be like, what are you two doing here?
Well, if they use it to our advantage.
They'd be like, oh, we're cousins of the groom.
Yeah, let's...
We're both cousins.
We should try and blag it. Like, see how far we could get with it. But I know I'd mess it up.
I'm game.
Are you? Yeah, yeah. I'm quite keen for it.
Also, James, have you ever tried to force the situation to test the other person? Well, like, did you introduce the bridesmaid to the guy?
I haven't.
But have you ever, for, say, the sake of getting results, really put yourself out there? Like, really got promiscuous yourself?
Hello, groom. Here's a bridesmaid.
Yeah, or take a look at me. Like, you can have all of this.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
Love it. No, I've never gone to those extents. I have gone quite far to get the perfect photo, though. I have climbed onto roofs and all sorts to try and get the perfect vantage point.
James, once again, incredible stories from you.
Thanks, Scott. I was going to mention next week's story, but I've had a bit of an idea, actually.
Okay, go.
What if we let some of the listeners text in and ask me a question or call in?
What about their relationship?
Ask me anything.
Any spy question?
Any spy-related question.
True that, because we get to ask all the questions at the moment. I'm sure there's people listening right now that would love to know more about your job.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're in a situation and want to know what they should be looking out for.
Exactly that. So it's almost a bit of free PI advice.
Consulting.
Right, yeah, consultant.
Yeah.
We'll definitely do this.
I'll be here.
If you would like to ask James any question, and it can be about a situation that you're in, or just something he may be noticing and you're like, does this mean something? Let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Leave your phone number on the email so we can call you back. We can change your name if you want to. We can even use a voice changer if you don't want to be identified. If something maybe is a little bit not matching up or suspicious at the moment to you, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Make sure you put your number on. James, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, well, we seem to be doing this game again, mostly just to see if yesterday was a complete fluke. Chris thinks he can tell if someone's a vegan just by hearing their voice. Are you going to be okay to do this today? It seemed to really drain you yesterday.
It did. It took a lot out of me yesterday. It just, obviously, I have to go to quite a special place in my brain, and it sort of takes over as I try and work out if they're a vegan or not.
I mean, your eyes were rolling back in your head there, and you got your hand out. My Instagram of it got a lot of views yesterday.
Mm. It's like the one from Game of Thrones. He just needs to be completely taken over by the experience, but it is a gift that I can channel.
But you're okay to go again?
I think we can go again.
Okay, let's do this.
Meat and two veg.
Now, we've called this game Meat and Two Veg because it's a good name, but there is a slight flaw here because it suggests that there'll be two vegans and one meat eater. So once we've taken two calls, it's not really hard to work out what
the third one,
what the last
sort of
one
done.
Might be.
But, you know, as I said yesterday, I can work out if they're lying or not. Also, I really hope to keep the 100% record here.
Well, that's why I want to do it again, because, I mean, it could have just been luck yesterday.
I think my crown might fall as the vegan whisperer if I can't tell who the actual vegan is.
Yeah.
But look, you said you wanted to, you messaged me earlier and said, can we go again on the vegan whisperer thing? I said, okay, so let's do it.
Meat and two veg.
Okay, so we've got three callers on the line, two vegans, one loves the meat. Let's do it. Line one, who are you?
Hello, I'm Steffi.
Where are you from, Steffi?
Stratford-upon-Avon.
All right, OK, that's all I need to hear for now. I'm going to just take some deep breaths.
This is tense.
What's your favourite day of the week?
Only Blair Friday.
What?
Friday, Blair Friday.
Vegan.
Man, you're wrong.
Scott, give me the noise again. Oh.
See, I knew it was a fluke. Okay.
No.
You're not quite in the zone.
No, I'm picking something up here.
Oh, I had so much.
Wait, shush. I'm picking something up. Not a vegan. But, wants to be a vegan.
Is that true?
Oh my God, that is true, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I've been veggie for years, but...
You're thinking about it.
Yeah, just trying to transition. Yeah.
Told you. That's why I got the mixed signal. You gave off the vibes of a vegan, but actually you're a wannabe vegan. So you were trying to trick me there.
No tricking involved.
This is stupid.
So you're sort of a vegan. Well, you're a vegan in waiting, potentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, in training.
All right. We'll chalk that down as a win.
Okay, I really... Yeah, I think that's a win. I really thought you'd lost it there.
No. What I don't like about what you've done there, Scott, is you've given me someone who technically isn't a vegan, but really wants to be a vegan.
Yeah, it was a complicated one.
So, yeah, that was a hard one to start with.
Line two, who are you?
Hi, I'm India.
Where are you from, India?
I'm from Wolverhampton, but I live in Leeds.
Here we go.
Okay, ready? Oh, the eyes are gone.
I need you to speak to me again. What do you do in your spare time, India?
Well, I'm a yoga teacher.
Vegan!
And I'm a chef.
Oh, yes, I'm back in the room. India?
Yes, I'm a vegan.
Come on.
Vegan yoga teacher.
Yeah.
I know a lot of yoga teachers that aren't. I don't.
Yeah, we tend to be.
Okay, so you're vegan, so we've got you, right? It really depends how we chalk the first one down. Is it a vegan or not? It's a very hard one to tell us. There's still a bit of confusion over that. So it's very hard to know who the third person will be, whether they're still meat or veg.
Yeah, well, you never know. This could be a random vegan.
Yeah.
I might get three vegans.
The game is open,
yeah,
so to speak.
Hello, line three, who are you?
Hi, it's Lucy.
Where are you, Lucy?
I'm in Devon at the moment, but I live in London.
Is that all you need?
Here we go.
I can't cope with this. The face, the head's wobbling, the arms out.
It's a hard one, this.
You okay?
Lucy, when did you last go out?
I went out the other night.
Where?
I went for a meal with my parents.
Where?
Where?
To a pub.
Did you enjoy your meal?
I did, yes.
Meat eater?
Yup.
Yeah.
You're a meat eater?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm starting to really believe you have the gift now, you know?
That's great. Well, that's sort of, I think, 3 out of 3. So look, the vegan whisperer strikes again. I challenge any vegan to... try and confuse me.
Scott Mills.
Good work there on the vegan front.
Cheers, mate. I'm absolutely exhausted after that.
You like it's like you're drained. Look drained. Yeah,
yeah, drained.
It really takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Mm.
But once again, you got them all right.
Yep. 100% record on that front now.
You even got the yoga teacher who's vegan.
I need you to speak to me again. What do you do in your spare time, India?
Well, I'm a yoga teacher.
Vegan.
And I'm a chef.
I don't remember any of that, Scott. I actually don't remember me even saying that.
Scott Mills.
Amelia.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Hello, lads.
You're right?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, you.
What's the weekend plans, please?
So, I'm about to endure a 2.5-hour drive to Cardiff. It's going to be my last night with my uni mates before I go to Amsterdam for 5 months, just semester abroad. So, I'm going next week. So, tonight we've got a big DJ event going on at our SU with Chasen Status headlining. And
nice.
It's going to be pretty good.
Wow, that's pretty really exciting. Good. Chasen Status on tonight.
Yeah, well, it's a DJ set, so I don't know if it's the actual them, but still, there's going to be loads of DJs there, and it's going to be just wicked fun.
There must be an element of Chasen Status about it, otherwise they wouldn't be able to call it that.
Yeah. Well, no, it could be one of those situations where it's a Chase or Status. one of, you know, one of them.
Do they do that?
No, I think so.
Well, I wouldn't, yeah, maybe, we don't know what's
really
going on.
You really have to chase without status?
Well, sometimes, because you can get double bubble there, can't you?
Yeah.
Like the other one will be somewhere else.
Monies!
I don't Sigma do that sometimes. I'm making this up. Some, like, some of those DJ duos, they do, they'll go out as Sigma, but it'll just be one of them.
Mm.
Oh.
Either way, it will be banging,
I'm
sure.
Either way, I'm sure it will be.
If it was just one tonight, who would you rather, Chase or Status?
Good question.
Oh. Maybe Chase?
Yeah.
We love DJing at Cardiff Student Union as well.
So good.
Always a good night.
I'm really excited because there's literally going to be so many DJs tonight. Like, I'm quite tough because it's my SU, it's my student union.
Oh, like, you're getting all emotional and proud. I love it.
I do, because we don't have like any like O2 academies or anything like that. So every good DJ comes to our SU. I'm just like, yeah, do you know what? I'd bag a night out in Cardiff just because it's in our SU.
Feel the pride.
Love.
I know.
Have a good one. Okay, this is what I've got for you today, Amelia.
Choice,
Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mom.
Yeah. Oh, it's good bangers options today,
that's
Scott.
A good one.
That's a good one. I've gone full Friday. My bangers choice today is this, Amelia. Proper Friday, this. Alex Guardino. I'm in love.
I want to do it.
Ooh. Brackets, I want to do it.
I don't know. I mean, they're both like pretty bold choices for a Friday. Like, yeah, do you know what? Get up on your feet. They're like real big pick me ups. Do you know what? I think I'm going to have to go with Stacey's Mom.
Yes! Oh, that sounded good though, didn't it?
Really good. Yeah, good Friday song that.
Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam!
January is nearly over. Yes! But the Jam Slam prizes keep rolling on. Today, you can go to the European premiere with three mates. Like, you're going to be the best friend ever.
Mm.
For the Marvel new movie Black Panther in London.
I have never seen anything like this.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now?
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
So, going to a proper premiere with all the stars within reaching distance. But you can't touch them. Right, so if you want to win this exclusive Black Panther prize, you need to answer this. Black Panther features in the Marvel superhero universe alongside Iron Man, but who plays Iron Man? If you think it's Robert Downey Jr., text film A, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Tom Cruise, text film B, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Jamie Dornan, text film C, then your name and age to 81199. We could be bringing you to London for the European premiere of the new Marvel movie, Black Panther, another brilliant prize. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each competition. Additional entries will still be charged. Don't enter if you're listening on demand. You must be 16 or over to enter this. All terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. And here's the important bit. Once you've entered, listen to Dev tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Radio 1. He will give you a word. If your phone rings, answer with that word, and we can be sending you to this premiere.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam! January is for winners!
Scott Mills.
We all remember Assembly, right?
Yeah, of course.
But you don't realise at the time, but there were some bangers out there.
Think about it. The responsibilities you had if you were in charge of handing out the lyrics and stuff like that at the beginning of Assembly. Most of the songs you already knew. If you're a bit more old school, overhead projectors, we're talking all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, used to love it. Okay, let's start with this one. I think it's a good one to start with. Cauliflower's fluffy.
Big.
Big.
Cauliflower's fluffy.
Cabbage is green.
Is happening.
Beetroot, purple, and onions, white. All grow steadily day and night.
The question is, do you remember it? Maybe it was just our school that added the yeah at the end of it.
Can I be honest?
Be a bit cool.
I've never heard that in my life.
Have you not?
No.
Because I reckon with all of these Assembly tunes, there's going to be sort of pockets of people are going to be like, oh my word, I remember that. I remember that. It's all coming back to me now. Like, you won't have heard these songs for a long time.
Someone asks, is it because I'm older than time?
Well, no. I don't think it's that. It's, you know, these songs are older than time. I think all school children, I think, from school children now to school children, yeah. Like,
I know this one.
During the war. Big song. I was naked, were you there? Tune. It's a slightly more choral version than I remember.
Did it sound like that in my school?
Why do we not have some of the world's best producers and DJs reworking
that was rubbish.
Massive songs like this?
Right,
Calvin Harris, where are you? Right. Zed, where are you?
Come on. Get a remix going of Kookaburra Sitting in the Old Gum Tree, please.
Danny Howard, have a listen to this. I don't know where you're going with this, actually. What is this?
You'll know it in a minute, yeah. I think.
Heavy. Hold on.
Kookaburra, sing your song for me.
I remember slightly different lyrics with Kookaburra, actually, myself.
But the rude version.
I don't know. Is this a remix? Yeah, I remember different lyrics with this one.
Oh, really?
It was Gay Your Life Must Be.
Coming up, Autumn Leaves and Cross Over the Road, my friend.
Scott Mills.
I never thought I'd see the day where on my Radio 1 show people were requesting Assembly bangers. You got to throw down Whole World in His Hands.
Yeah. Big.
That's massive, actually, as well.
Nicole's tweeted. In fact, quite a lot of people have been on saying we all added yeah at the end of the blankety bed. So.
No, some people added blankety bed. Shh.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
The ink is black, the page is white, together we learn to read and write. Classic.
Was it? Was that a big one at Crestwood for you?
Yeah, as this was.
Oh, don't. Stop it. Stop it.
No, I'm going to go there. Loads of people are going, oh, this is brilliant. Sing Along Friday.
Mate, this bangs.
Throwbacks.
This bangs.
This bangs.
It's all about the chorus with this one. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We used to belt this out.
Yeah. Here we go.
Cross over the road, my friend. Ask the Lord His strength to lend. His compassion has no end. Cross over the road.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
Shine on, Lord, shine on.
Hands in the air.
You got this one in Assembly, did you?
Yeah. Anthem.
Assembly anthems on Radio 1.
Euphoric.
We're DJing together tomorrow night, actually.
Let's drop some of these.
We should think about this, actually.
Students of Northampton, get ready for some Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Right, this next one you've got has annoyed me slightly because the only version the team have managed to find is some kind of dance version of it.
I think Calvin Harris has already remixed it.
This isn't what I tasked. This isn't even the right song.
Is it not?
This is meant to be Autumn Leaves.
It is Autumn Leaves.
What is this? Mate.
Imagine if you just switched on now.
Right, hang on a minute.
Mate, this is not what you remember, is it?
Nah, this isn't it.
Here we go. Oh, and here comes the drop.
Hang on, right, Scott, we've got a problem here. So, for me, Autumn Leaves was an assembly banger. Just trying to get the lyrics.
Have you never heard this in your life?
Is this song, the actual song, the assembly banger that we want? Yes, that's the one. It's actually called Autumn Days.
Oh, well done, everyone.
So, team here have screwed up slightly.
Right, okay,
but what I would say, Autumn Days... For me, ultimate assembly tune. Sorry, I'm going to...
It's a shame we couldn't hear it. Scott Mills. Really taking some people back this today, the assembly anthems on Radio 1. You don't know me. You sat there, legs crossed on the floor, surrounded by PE equipment, and you think to yourself, give me oil in my lamp, keep it burning.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you, brother.
Autumn Days, we found it.
Good. Now, can we just check before we play this on Radio 1?
It's definitely the one.
It's the proper version.
God, everyone's thirsty for Autumn Days.
I know, right?
Everyone's like, where is it? Where is it? Okay. This is the only version we could find. I don't know who's singing this. But the singing style is not as I remember. Autumn days
when the grass is jeweled. And the sun. Yeah, this is it. This is the right one.
Who's this?
Jet planes. It was sung higher though.
Yeah, so much higher. Forget.
This is not a child. No, I mustn't
forget. Not a child. Is it Paolo Nutini?
Right. Here's the thing with Autumn Days, Scott. When we sung this at school, there's a line in this which goes, and a win for our home team. Yeah. Right? And when that line came on, we used to scream it and people would like get up and run around the hall and stuff like that. So we used to get told off. And this happened so many times, they banned the third verse of this for us.
What, because of the carnage called?
Yeah, it was like riots.
No, I don't think he did it justice. But good to hear again.
Great to hear. Scott
Mills. Don't have any time for any more assembly anthems today, but... Aww. I think we could do it on another Friday because there's still loads that we haven't even revisited. It's bringing back so many memories for people. Morning is broken. I haven't even touched that, have we?
Chris Smith with the News mentioned this one as well, and Heidi in Hexham has said the same one. I've never heard of it. When a Knight Wore His Spurs? Anyone?
Yeah.
Apparently it bangs.
When a Knight Won His Spurs in the Stories of Old. Yeah, yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Right, good.
There's so many people requesting these non-stop now. School Assembly Bangers is really, really making me bring back memories of school. Plaiting someone's hair in front. Oh! Look at all these. If I had a hammer, but I've even gone there.
Oh, why have we done that?
Have we?
The classic.
We'll definitely do it again. Wow, people love Autumn Days, you know. And the other most popular one I would say is Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Yeah, that was a moment.
Very good. Yeah, we'll definitely do this again. Scott Mills. We're back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.